This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 150 for Thursday, November 19th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mixed on Thursday, with new contract highs in the front months for the third straight session and a softer tone in the more deferred positions. Canola is down $3 to up over $3, January up $3.60 at $573 per ton. Aggressive commercial demand in the cash market was behind some of the strength in the nearby months. That demand saw the market move into an inverse situation, with higher prices for nearby delivery. Gains in Chicago soy oil amid concerns over production prospects in South America were also supportive. A soft tone in the Canadian dollar in early trade also helped keep crush margins at wide levels. Ideas the market is looking overbought, though, did temper the upside. In the U.S., soybeans ended narrowly mixed with the bias higher, while corn and wheat were both lower. Profit-taking on recent gains was behind some of today's activity. January soybeans up 1¾ cents at the final bell at $11.77.5 per bushel. After hitting new four-year highs in earlier trade, the soy market did run into some resistance and see some consolidation today. Recent rains in South America weighed a bit on prices, but more rain will be needed to alleviate the dryness concerns there. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of just under 1.4 million tons were above trade expectations, but still the smallest weekly total of the marketing year to date. Corn futures, they ended a bit lower, December down 3 cents at 422.5 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales came in at 1.1 million tons. That was up 11% from the previous week and at the higher end of pre-report expectations. Wheat futures ended lower. Minneapolis spring wheat down 4.5 cents in December at 546 per bushel. Kansas City down 9 cents in December at 548.75. And Chicago wheat down 6 cents in the December contract at 591.75. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of under 200,000 tons set a new marketing year low, coming in well below trade expectations. Strength in the U.S. dollar also pressured wheat futures. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, November 19th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.